Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on 21st of July, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile station wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
I'm 2PFM, good evening, Bob.
Kilo 2, Papa, Echo, Yankee, Racket Lake. Good evening.
KD2AIT, good evening.
KC2NBU.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. FN2PFM, George. K2, Papa Echo Yankee. Not sure about the first name. Glad you checked in. Welcome to our net. KD2AIT, Jeff, KC2MBU, Ray. Now we'll start with George, N2PFM.
Well, good evening to you, Bob, and everybody else out there on the net. We've got a temperature here of 58 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 51 to 72. We did have a reasonable amount of sunshine on the north today, and have a shower this evening already. And did some more outdoor work on strengthening the carport and the woodshed and such things. So that's about how the day went here. Mom, I was to see Mama this morning, and there at Willis County General. I mean, she is just, I mean, forget it, for 1 minute she knew who I was, and then didn't even know who I was anymore after that. So what can I say? So with that, we'll say God bless 73, then to PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, yeah, I know what you mean about the carport. With the wind and everything else, sometimes you just have some maintenance to take care of on that. Well, sounds like you've been busy. And I hope your mom's doing well. I know that's an area that you never really know. Only the doctor can tell, and you can tell yourself somewhat by being there. All right, well, thanks for checking in, George. You have a good evening. K2, Papa Echo Yankee, how's your day, or what's going on this evening?
N5OAW, this is K2PEY. My name is Joe. We're at camp on Racket Lake, and that's where we've been for the last 2 days. We'll be leaving early tomorrow morning, but glad to be able to check into the net. The signal is doing pretty well, about 50 miles from the repeater, and we have some light rain now, and we've enjoyed the 2 days that we have. So we'll send it back to net control. This is K2PEY, Outlet Bay, Ragged Lake.
Good evening, everyone. This is KD2AIT. It's good to hear Joe. I haven't heard him in a while. I don't believe he came up last year. If he did, I missed him on the net. He used to check in quite a bit when my grandfather was doing the net there, WA20K. I'm sure he remembers him. So it's good to hear you, and it's been a long time. We're up here at camp, me and my brother here, and we had a long day of work. We got up this morning, and we started doing firewood right away. We loaded up 4 truckloads of firewood, and between cutting and stacking and everything else, that was enough. And then we did some shooting, and then we went up and worked on some of the deer plots up there, and came back down, and we burnt a bunch of brush because obviously it's gonna be a wet day, so we got a big fire going. And actually, it hasn't been pouring here as hard as everybody else a little bit south and west of us. But it comes in, and then we get bands of it, and then it pulls out. So not too bad. We were fortunate enough to get most of the day without any rain. So that's about it. We're just kind of hanging out. We have a fire going at camp because it's 54 degrees here, and it's going to get cooler tonight. So we're just kind of hanging out, chilling out, and looking to enjoy the rest of the evening. So this is KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff. Well, it certainly sounds like you're able to enjoy the weekend. That's a lot of work. 4 truckloads. My. I'd have trouble with a half a cord, I'll tell you. But, yeah, well, when you got hearty young ones to help too, that makes it a little bit easier, and I hope that's the case for you. Good, I'm glad you enjoyed the day. It has been a little bit cool. We got a little sprinkle late in the afternoon here, but nothing much to deter going outside. So, very good. Thanks, Jeff. 73 to you, and have a good day tomorrow. KC2NBU, Ray, how you doing?
Good, we got 57 degrees up on the hill here. It's cooling off in a hurry. At least it stopped raining. And making a anniversary card for my honey. Tomorrow is our 29th anniversary on the 28th. And seems like just a couple of years ago, we were a couple of kids. But, so I'm getting some old pictures out and getting a program for making cards and figuring this all this out. Over.
Oh, Roger with that. Ray, I'll tell you what. Happy anniversary. You're probably doing what I do sometimes on, you just don't find the card the way you want. Or you don't particularly see one that you want. And then, make one up. I know Sherry's got the card, card program anyway on, her computer. I don't have it on mine, but it is nice to make your own. It puts a personal touch on it, and I think it's a whole lot better. You can get to say what you want to say.
Yeah, the ones I make she saves, and the ones that I buy at the store end up in the recycle bin. So I think it makes a difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent evening and a fantastic anniversary day tomorrow. I spent a little time outside today doing a little bit of boat repair and boat maintenance, more maintenance than repair. A little bit of work here and there that needed just a little cleanup more than anything else, I guess. That along with some tuning in and a few adjustments to be made on the inboard engine. So, got that done. Got to the point where it looked like it was going to rain. Backed it underneath the cover and went up and had lunch and spent the rest of the afternoon inside. Enjoyed it. Was a little cooler than I'd like it to be, but still a very good day. Stayed cloudy most of the afternoon and I guess maybe about 4:30, 5 o'clock, we got maybe a little bit later than that, we got a little sprinkle up this way. Still may be doing that, but it hasn't been much to speak of. That was the sum total of it for Otter Lake News anyway. Alright, we'll make another call. This is F5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley service net. Looking for additional check-ins.
Is KD2IUG. I'm actually sitting today at a field day in Fairfield, New York.
KD2IUG, wait. Well, glad to have you check in again. And I retain that news and information you gave me the other night, and if anybody needs any info on that, I do have that, as well as Wade gave us the other night on different functions and activities going on. So anyway, how's your evening going?
It was pretty good. It was kind of slow on 2 meter band, and 440 is pretty much dead. I've been sitting here by the radio all day long monitoring. We've had quite a bit of wind and rain, so it's been kind of, you know, not nice. It started out nice this morning, though, and we ate a hearty breakfast and lunch, and just a little after lunch it started raining. And right now I'm sitting in my trailer looking out over the valley, and hopefully maybe I'll have some check-ins later on tonight. I'm running 146.580 if anyone wants to check in with our group.
I had a little background noise when you were giving the frequency. Wouldn't that be the case? I got 146.5. I don't know if you said zero or not. Can you come back with that again?
And if anyone is going to be traveling the thruway between Herkimer and Little Falls today, I should be able to pick you up simplex on that. I'm running a borrowed Yagi off my my Kenwood tonight, battery power.
Very good. Well, I'll listen on that one, see if we can make a contact. And now, is that a repeater?
Yes.
Would have to be. Okay. That was a dumb question. Don't know why I did that, but, you know, it's one of those things. These dumb things pop up every once in a while, too.
actually, that is Simplex, and we're the call sign to call for is Whiskey 2, Foxtrot, Hotel Alpha is our club call sign, and it's 146.580.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'll try that. See if I can hook up with here or make contact. All right, very good. Well, thank you for checking in, Wade. You have a good evening. Maybe we can make contact a little later on. This is N5AOW. Are there any other check-ins or any additional check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. Want to thank everyone who listened. Want to thank those that checked in. Was Wade, Ray, Jeff, Joe, and George. Everyone have a fine evening. 73 to all. N5ALW clear.
KD2AIT, QSY.
Looking for stations to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations come now, please.
N5AOW, good evening, Jack.
This is N2WBX, good evening.
Very good. N5AOW, hello Bob. And N2WBX, hello Dennis. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening Ray, thank you for checking in. Anyone else? Okay, thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. 7-3 to all, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. Evening, stay dry, KA2 Zones up.